Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with Coach Belichick. And Coach, before we get to Indianapolis, congratulations on the big win down in Dallas. And I know it was a team you guys weren't familiar with. A lot of situations in that game. Want to start before the half. You guys call timeout. You get the ball back. Obviously, you'd love to score 7 points there, but Steve has the big kick. You're up two possessions now. How big from a coaching standpoint, situational coaching, is that for your team?
Yeah, that was a great swing for us. We were able to score. Then we had good kickoff coverage, got him down inside the 15-yard line. Then got the ball back. Then we went three and out. Then we got the ball back again. And then Tom stepped up, hit the pass to Julian over the middle, and then Steve hit the 57-yarder. So that was a big swing for us. Then start the second half, we had the first possession, took it right down. Deion had the touchdown run. So it went from a 3-3 game with 4 minutes to go in the half to 20-3 with 5 minutes gone in the third quarter, and that was a big swing for us.
And that's what you practice all camp, too. You flood them with these situations, right? Even on Friday practices, hey, guys, this may pop up. Let's be alert for this.
Right, and it was good complimentary football because we had good field position from our special teams. And then defensively, we were able to make them stops and offensively take advantage of the field position and get the ball in the end zone and the long kick from Steve at the half. So that was a big swing of points there at 17 points in the last, probably in that 10-minute span, 9-minute span, whatever it was, really a big swing in the game.
All right, I remember you talking after the game regarding Dallas defensively, what some of the things they did to maybe slow you guys down a little bit, things that you haven't seen before. How hard is that going into a game where you're not familiar with the opponent, but you see what they do on film, then all of a sudden something new gets thrown at you throughout the course of the game? And talk about those adjustments that you guys ultimately end up making.
Well, it was a little bit different with Dallas because their team historically doesn't make a lot of changes, and their coverage just didn't change. It was really just the front. It was the look that they gave us with the front to play all the man-to-man that they wanted to play, and they basically ran two different coverages and then a zone as a change-up. So they brought five and played man. They brought three and played man, and then they had a little bit of zone. So the front really was a little bit of an adjustment for us, but it's not uncommon to have to make those kind of changes during the game. They stayed with it for the full four quarters, and I think as we went along, we were able to, handle a little bit better.
I know Wendy didn't end up going in the game, but talking about your offensive line again, conventional wisdom says you pick five guys and you roll with those five guys for continuity. You guys rotate guys, series to series at times, and now you have the set with the four big tight ends. How much does that help your team going forward, keeping those guys fresh? What is the thought process behind, the rotation of your line?
Well, I think over the course of the season, we're going to need everybody. Yeah. And, it'd be great if you could just keep the same people out there all the time for 16 weeks, but that's pretty hard to do in this league. So, we work the combinations, and I think sooner or later that they'll be beneficial for us. Certainly when we go to a fast tempo offense, that helps us being able to rotate some of our linemen because we know the defense is rotating. They send those guys on off the field about every 3-4 plays. So, I think helps our overall performance a little bit as well.
You sit here every week and we talk about playing for 60 minutes. At the end of the game, you're under 2 minutes. They're driving in a red zone. Game is in hand, yet you still call a timeout. What was the factoring there going in to keep them out of the end zone, or, hey, guys, we're playing 60 minutes here?
Yeah, just that. I mean, really, I think we kind of can't worry about the score or the situation. You just want to go out there and play your best at all times. And, we had a defense call that we wanted to, kind of take a look and see where they were, how they were going to come out, where they were going to be, and just to have an indication of what, what we might anticipate was going to happen. So that's why we took the time out. But again, our whole philosophy for the entire team is start fast, finish strong, and play 60 minutes. So, we try to do that regardless of what the score is.
Okay, on to Indianapolis. Last time you saw these guys, obviously, AFC Championship game. Your football team's different. Their football team is different. Talking about the difference, you look at a running back like Frank Gore. Is he the biggest difference when you look at their team with having a guy to have the ability to run it?
Oh, he's part of it. Gore, Andre Johnson, and defensively they've made some additions over there as well on the front, and Lowry at safety in the secondary. So they've added some guys to their team that are a little different from last year, so it'll be a little different matchup than it's been. But they have a lot of explosive players, and certainly Dorsett offensively, along with Hilton, Fleener, Moncrief, Johnson, Gore, a pretty formidable group.
Mm-hmm. And you could talk about the guys getting him the ball. Obviously, I think Andrew Luck is probably going to go in this football game, but things can happen until Sunday night. But they got a guy that's 40 years old, Matt Hasselbeck, my former ball boy. This guy's still collecting a check, but he's not collecting a check. He's playing at a high level. How impressed are you with what he's been able to do at 40 years of age?
Yeah, well, they've done a good job the last 2 weeks, winning without Luck. And, you know, the formula of kind of not turning the ball over, playing good defense, and, you know, stopping the run has worked well for them. So I'm sure they'd like to do that regardless who the quarterback is.
I know you guys are excited to play this game. We've seen it earlier in the season when a team gets a little bit too amped up, when the emotions get the best of you. Primetime game, though. I mean, a lot of guys want to play on primetime. Everybody's watching you. How do you keep it even keel, level-headed throughout the course of this football game?
Well, fortunately, we've had a lot of those games. Yeah. Scott, we've had played a number of those. Already had one against Pittsburgh. So, you know, like everything else, we've got to get ready to play the game. We can't control when it's played or where it's shown or what time it is or anything else. We can just control our performance when it comes time to go out there and play. So, you know, hopefully that's what we'll do Sunday night, be ready to have a good week of practice, be ready to go.
Okay, time now for the A's Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from Sheila in Dover. She asked the coach, preparing for football teams, you got a lot of film on Indy. You played this team before. How do you really, you know, decide, boy, this is the game plan we're going to use against these guys?
Well, that's a great question, and I'd say it's a combination of looking at what, you know, what we saw them do last year, particularly against us, because, you know, we present certain matchups to them. But this year's different, you know, whether it be Gore, Andre Johnson, Lowry, you know, Perry, Anderson on the defensive line, you know, whatever it happens to be. There are different groups of different players in there, and so that factors differently into the team, and we're a little different team. We have guys that, you know, that we didn't have last year, you know, from Deion Lewis to Shear to, you know, whoever. So there's some carryover, but there are also some differences, and I think you've got to kind of balance the last game, the last couple games, because those are the guys that are there versus, you know, looking at it historically on, you know, what happened a year or 2 years ago.
All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, you got to follow the team on Twitter, and it's at Patriots. Hashtag it AskBB. Bellustrator later in the show. A lot of talent on offense. We're going to look at that.
They're pretty explosive.
All right, coach. Coach's going to stay right there. We'll be back later with the Bellustrator. But first, more of All Access right after this.